You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight after 7, it's investigative reporting with Reveal. On this week's edition, a look at allegations of sexual abuse among Jehovah's Witnesses and of a cover-up by the religious organization. Tonight after 7, here on the Ideas Network. First, the divorce rate in the U.S. has been dropping for the last 3 years, and the most recent numbers from the National Center for Family and Marriage Research show that in 2015, divorce rates across the country reached a 40-year low. Over the last several decades, marriage rates have been on a steady decline, too, but last year actually saw a rise in the number of people getting married. Stephanie Kuntz joins us now to sort through those numbers. She's Director of Research and Public Education at the Council on Contemporary Families. She's also the author of the book, The Way We Never Were, American Families and the Nostalgia Trap. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
We'll talk about these divorce numbers, lowest in about 40 years. How low have we gotten on divorce?
Well, you can exaggerate this a little bit, because we still think that about 45% of marriages that taken as a whole will end in dissolution at some point, because unfortunately the one place where we're not seeing a big decline is in divorces at older ages. And in fact, since 1990, the divorce rate of people over 50 has doubled, and the divorce rate for people over 65 has tripled. And we can come back to what some of the reasons for that. I think that some of them are actually connected to some of the reasons that marriages are lasting longer than they used to. You know, you want to go back to 1979-81, the height of the divorce rate increase. And that was a period when people were just coming out of a real lot of turmoil about gender roles. Women were entering the workforce. We hadn't quite gotten used to that, either at work or at home. There was a lot of conflict between men and women over that. And I think that several things have happened since then. First of all, the age of marriage has been rising. And we know that for every year a woman postpones marriage well into her 30s, that decreases her divorce rate. We also are having, as you said, fewer marriages, which means that perhaps we're having longer selection, better time taking a match to. And we've also had a tremendous, and this I think is one of the most interesting things, and speaking as a woman, one of the most exciting things, a tremendous change in attitudes toward what makes for a good marriage. It used to be, for example, that women always thought that it would be nice to have the men share housework and childcare. Now, though, according to contemporary polls, even more men than women say that this is what's very important for a satisfactory marriage. Men are beginning to step up to the plate, and there are all sorts of fun, exciting payoffs to this stepping up to the plate. We see a real change in divorce risk. It used to be that up until the 1980s, a woman who had more education or earnings than her husband was more likely to be divorced or to get divorced. And our interpretation was that men found this kind of threatening. But fewer and fewer men found this threatening, and marriages since the 90s, that divorce risk has disappeared. So there's a lot. I think that men and women are beginning to realize that you have to build marriages in a totally different way than you did back in the 1950s and 60s, when gender roles were pretty very rigid. And you know, your best bet if you were a woman in the 50s and you wanted a stable marriage was to get a man who believed in really traditional gender roles. You know, those beatniks, they were a terrible risk. But today it's the men who believe in most traditional gender roles who are most likely to be divorced.
And I want to complicate things a little. We're talking overall numbers. As I understand it, there are differences based on things like income and education level. There's some bad news maybe hidden in there if we start picking that apart.
There absolutely is. Just as we've seen a polarization in this country in income and job prospects, we're also seeing a polarization of family life. And two things work together to make marriage a bigger payoff relationship when it works, but a more risky relationship and a harder one to maintain. One is just the economic stresses of modern life. You've probably saw that just in the last few days, a report has come out that shows that half of American young people are not doing as well as their parents. compared to back in the 40s and 50s when every young person, whether they went to college or not, could expect to earn more than their parents at the same age. We've had increases in income inequality, increases in volatility and economic insecurity. All those things put strain on a marriage. In fact, recent psychological studies show that its current economic stress is actually more likely to lead to negative cultural couple interactions than the sort of thing that people usually think about, like whether you experienced a divorce when you were young or whether you were raised in a single-parent family. The other thing that then comes together with this economic stress and makes it even more hard is that we now have higher standards for marriage than we used to. You know, when I interviewed women in the 1950s and 60s, and women and men about their marriages, they often said, well, he hardly ever hit me. Some of them even said, you know, it was an okay marriage. Usually not that dramatic, but they just expected that they wouldn't have that much in common. They would each have separate friends, or at least the man would have separate friends, and the woman would stick around the home, that the woman would make most of the accommodations to the marriage and to the man's interests. Nowadays, of course, we really expect mutuality, intimacy, a much higher degree of intimacy than in the past, and that means marriage takes more work. So we're asking couples to put more work into their marriages with great payoffs. When a relationship, when it's good today, is better than most people of the past would ever have dared to dream. And we're asking them to do this at precisely the time that it's more difficult to put that work in it, both for people who are poor and for people who are stressed with the job situation and the lack of work-family policies, that sort of thing. So you get this, as you said, this kind of double-edged thing that, boy, for those who can make it work, marriage can be a tremendous, tremendous benefit and pay off financially, it can pay off emotionally, it can involve more cooperation. Couples are spending more time with each other and with their families than back in 1965, the supposed heyday of family life. But
talking to Stephanie Kuntz from the Council on Contemporary Families, looking at a gradual decline in divorce rates here in the country. Stephanie, I want to complicate this a little more. I think instinctively we might look and say, oh, divorce rates going down, that's good news. If they go up, that's bad news. But there could be another read if people aren't getting divorced. It could be, at least in some of those cases, some of them are staying in bad marriages and maybe abusive marriages.
Well, this is true, and this is one of the things that we were concerned about during the recession. The divorce rate went down, and some people said, oh, my goodness, that's the silver lining to the depression, to the recession. But having studied what's happened in other recessions and depressions, and during the Great Depression of the 30s, the divorce rate also went down, but people were having much more difficult marriages and tremendous amounts of domestic violence and unhappiness. So you have to account for that. I think that what we're seeing here is real in the sense that more marriages are working, at least during the prime of life. But that, yes, we should never get ourselves into a situation where we say that just because the divorce rate is falling, that's good. Because it fell in the recession, that was many couples who really wanted a divorce and who were held together. And we know that that's bad for the individuals involved and bad for the kids to be exposed to constant tension, conflict, or even contempt.
I saw a quote, and I think it might have been from you, actually. I read a lot about this. Shotgun marriages being more of a thing of the past, so a couple being forced to marry after a pregnancy, those are down, and strangely, our acceptance of single-parent families is lowering the divorce rate because we don't have these forced marriages happening in the first place.
Well, it's interesting. There's some interesting complications in that too, Rob, because turns out that shotgun marriages, they're way down in comparison to the past. And we know that when a woman marries a man after the birth of a child, that's often been a sign of pressure, and that increases the risk of divorce. But we know that actually among some, for example, African-American communities, shotgun marriages are actually continuing, and they no longer have a higher risk of divorce. I suspect that's because African-Americans don't cohabit as rapidly as whites do, as when you're talking about working class and lower income blacks and whites. And so you may be a selection factor that if they cohabit in the first place, they're a little closer to marriage than the white couples are. And then if they get pregnant and have a baby, it's not so much of a risk, but it remains a risk for white couples. It's interesting.
Talking to Stephanie Kuntz from the Council on Contemporary Families, looking at a decline in divorce numbers in the United States and a lot of changes in the family hidden under that number. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you see these changes happening in your family, in your community? What are divorce rates doing where you are? Are our attitudes toward divorce and marriage changing? Did you wait longer than your parents did to get married? Did you live together before marriage? Do those things help or hinder the success of a marriage? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll be back with this conversation in just a bit here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. I'm picking up our conversation now with Stephanie Kuntz, Director of Research and Public Education at the Council on Contemporary Families. Our starting point, what looks like a 40-year low in divorce statistics in the United States, in divorces. A lot of changes in the family going along with that. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Why do you think divorce rates have been heading down? What is your attitude toward marriage? Early and maybe often, or wait a while, try to find one that's going to stick. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Becca joins us in Elk Mound. Becca, hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question about how has the ages of people getting married changed over time, and is that a factor in the divorce rate?
Becca, thanks for that call, and that's a big question, Stephanie.
Yes, it's a huge question, and it's the right question to ask. You know, back in 1950s, as late as 1960, the average woman married before she turned 21. I was very, very young. She couldn't even legally have a glass of champagne at her wedding. Today, the average age of first marriage is 26 for women, almost 28 for men, and it's higher for women and men with higher education. And precisely because And also people know each other longer. In the 1950s, the average couple moved from first date to marriage in about six months.
Wow.
And now we spend a lot more time getting to know each other. And again, those things might have worked in the 50s when everybody knew what marriage was about and you were supposed to play the man's role, be the breadwinner, do this. The woman's role was to do the homemaking, do this sort of thing. Nowadays, our marriages are much more individualized, and that means we need much better negotiation skills, much more experience, much more respect for each other. And I think that's one of the reasons that divorce rates fall as people age. That and the fact that they're more likely to have an education and a career and be on a stable footing economically as well as emotionally.
Becca, thanks so much for that call. Wanted to get to that statistic. People often say one in two marriages ends in divorce. You said more like 45% now. But that doesn't mean 50% of people getting married for the first time are going to get divorced. As I understand it, the numbers are driven up by serial marriages, in
exactly,
fact.
Exactly. That's very important to recognize. And it's also the average doesn't represent your real risk. The averages involve people who have been married a couple times before, as you say, and that's they get the serial marriage and divorces. Also, people who marry at a very early age. They involve people who have less income and education, who have much higher risks of divorce. So, if you're somebody who has a good job and you're not really young and you've actually looked around, you've got a pretty good chance of having your marriage last. Now, the one caveat I would put in there is that you used to get to a certain point. When I interviewed women in the 50s, sometimes they had this saying, you're fat at 40 and finished at 50. And it was sort of like you just didn't expect to keep growing after you were 50 or 60, and you settled for whatever way your marriage had evolved. Well, that's no longer true. And so one of the things we're finding with this divorce at older age, yes, some of them are people who had divorced earlier, but a surprising number of them are long-term first marriages where the big difference with the past is they've grown apart. They haven't been able, they've maybe spent so much time in child care and childbearing, which was great during the childbearing ages, but they lost track of each other as a couple. And we're seeing that that is a risk factor for divorce. So something that people need to think about that they didn't used to have to think about.
Yeah, now that we're living longer, till death does us part doesn't mean 30 years. It might mean 50 years.
It's a lot bigger challenge than it used to be.
So, Stephanie, as we wrap up, what trends are you watching for? What kind of information are you watching for as marriage and divorce keep developing?
Well, one of the most fascinating, exciting things about this is that all the rules of marriage are changing. We talked about some of them in terms of women having more education or earnings. Living together before marriage used to be a divorce risk. Now it's not. Having a baby while you were living together and then getting married used to raise your divorce chances by 60%. Now it doesn't. And sharing child care and housework is one of the best predictors, not only of a stable marriage, but, and everyone I know, this is probably the most popular finding that CCF has ever published, the best sex, the most frequent sex, the only couples who are having more sex than couples in the 1950s and 60s are couples who share child care equally.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Stephanie, I think there's always a gloom and doom sense. Oh, divorce is really high. Things are getting worse. Are they getting worse, better, or just different?
I think they're just getting different. I think that actually divorce can be very, very painful. I don't want to be a Pollyanna here. But we're finding fewer men who walk away from their kids after a divorce, more couples that are being able to divorce amicably. And as you, I think, hinted earlier in the show, sometimes divorce is a real lifesaver. In every state that adopted no-fault divorce, the next 5 years saw an 8-13% decline in the suicide rate of wives and a 30% decline in domestic violence. So, yes, there's, you know, it's not perfect. There's a lot of things we could do better. We should work on doing better, but it's not a doom and gloom story.
Stephanie, thanks a lot. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We've been talking to Stephanie Kuntz, Director of Research and Public Education at the Council on Contemporary Families. She's the author of the book, The Way We Never Were, American Families and the Nostalgia Trap. She joined us to talk about recent numbers showing that divorce rates in the United States have fallen to a 40-year low. Still time to share your thoughts, maybe your story, on the Central Time Facebook page.